This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. A Cornell undergraduate student has been arrested for making the violent online threats against Jewish students at the university. U.S. Attorney Carla Friedman made the announcement on Tuesday. 21-year-old Patrick Day from Pittsford, New York, is charged with the federal crime of posting threats to kill or injure another using interstate communications. Day is alleged to have made threats in an online forum to slit the throats of Jewish male students, rape female Jewish students, and to shoot up the kosher dining hall on campus. Day is innocent until proven guilty. If he's convicted, he could face 5 years in federal prison, a fine of up to $250,000, and up to 3 years of supervision after he leaves prison. He was scheduled to make his first court appearance in Syracuse on Wednesday. The Ithaca Common Council is scheduled to vote on the city's $101 million 2024 budget Wednesday night. The Ithaca Times reports that that's a $10 million increase from the 2023 budget. The proposed budget exceeds the 2% tax levy. The budget process was complicated this year by a delayed council vote about the Memorandum of Understanding with Cornell University over its donations in place of property taxes. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news. And all this week, WRFI and the Ithaca Voice are bringing you a special election series. Tune in at 6 p.m. to hear our interviews with candidates for Ithaca's Common Council, Wards 1, 3, and 5, and the mayoral candidates.